Not all medical treatments are created equal. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Miriam Solomon, professor of philosophy at Temple University, tells us how precision medicine may change the way certain diseases are treated.
This year, President Obama announced funding for a new precision medicine initiative. What is meant by precision medicine? Traditional medical research proceeds from the premise that different cases of the same disease have the same underlying mechanisms. People with cystic fibrosis should all be treated in the same way, with chest percussion, oral enzymes, and other standard treatments. With such therapies, the average life expectancy for people with cystic fibrosis has increased from infancy to early middle age. However, molecular and genetic therapies developed on this model have been less successful. Precision medicine proceeds from a different premise. Patients with clinically similar disease may have different underlying mechanisms, and treatments should be devised for patient subgroups sharing the same mechanism, rather than for all patients together. The focus is on the ways in which patients differ, rather than on the ways in which they are the same. This sounds like a less efficient strategy, because research is needed for several subgroups of patients, rather than for one group. Despite this, it is showing promise in the area of molecular therapies. For example, the subgroup with the G551D mutation was the first to receive a targeted molecular therapy, ivacaftor, which showed effectiveness. Following this, researchers developed another targeted molecular therapy, adding lumacaftor to ivacaftor for the treatment of a second cystic fibrosis mutation, deltaF508. Research on treatments for other cystic fibrosis genetic mutations is proceeding. We can anticipate further stepwise increases in life expectancy for people with cystic fibrosis.
That was Miriam Solomon of Temple University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.